privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
You go for privacy or privacy?
I don't. That's what stopped me, you know.
Give it a privacy this time.
Privacy?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
Tom. Thanks. Nice to get some support in the room. Hugh. Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. Joining me now is comedian, podcaster, and the man who uses anything but a phone to represent a phone. It's Tom Nestor. Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can I have your phone, please?
Ooh, I guess so.
What's your passcode?
Well, that'd be telling.
can I try and guess it?
You can, actually. Yeah, go on.
How many?
It's a four.
It's four.
I keep going to give it to you and it keeps unlocking. So.
Yeah, that's okay. 4963.
No, but that is my PIN code.
Is it? No, hey,
no,
that's good.
Don't try and use my
If you're going to mug Tom, you can ask his PIN code. It closed again. It locked again.
That's swipe. What would you do? Swipe up?
I don't know. Swipe up?
Don't have too many attempts, though, because I believe we need this for the show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go 1927. You've got to be tattooed on your hands, though. You've got numbers.
Yeah, I've got numbers.
What numbers are tattooed on your hands?
That's the year I was born, because I'm so cool.
No, it's not that. I can confirm it's that not. It's not 1994.
No more attempts.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop. That seems unfair. Yeah, you're going back to your family after this. This doesn't seem like a nice thing to do. In most of your videos, I'm not sure you know how to use a phone, because mostly it's a can of Guinness, it's an Etch-a-Sketch, it's a fidget spinner, it's a hairdryer. Have any of them worked as a phone yet?
I have used another phone as a phone before.
That's deep. That's good stuff.
It's a bit meta, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Was that the first thing you tried?
Well, originally what I would do is, I didn't intend to use other objects. I'd just have my work phone to simulate the phone. And then I think I left it in the van or something like that. So I grabbed the TV remote and no one noticed it. And then so I thought, let me try something a bit more out there. And then I used a deodorant can. And what I found was loads of people were like,
what's
seriously, we're like, he's not even on the phone. It's a deodorant can.
That's the biggest stumbling block to getting into this video.
I'm not got the new Mitchum phone. No, other deodorants are available.
Look, we're desperate for a sponsor, man. Yeah. So if you want to drop in as many deodorant brands as you can,
Lynx, Mitchum, Shaw, anyone, get onto privacy settings.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
That's good. Good pronunciation.
Yeah, so I found that loads of people were angry that I wasn't using a phone, but obviously with how social media works, comments are great for the algorithm. So I was like, here we go. So if I can get people to comment on the thing,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I'll have the thing kind of have something to do with the video as well.
Yeah, okay. So like with the hiking video, you had wood glue. Did you?
Yeah.
is that because they were hiking through woods?
No, I just found some.
Oh, fuck. What are the relevant ones? I guess.
Oh, no, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They...
Yeah. I'm a genius. Yeah.
Cut that bit out where Tom said no. We've just met, and now I'm holding your phone unlocked. How do you feel about that?
Anxious.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing.
I get quite anxious when anyone holds my phone.
Oh, really?
Because, I don't know, it might not be the same for everyone, but I'm glued to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just get anxious when it's like someone else holding your baby.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not supporting the head at all here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I get anxious when people hold my phone, and I suppose it's not so much anxious. I'm just like, give it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an addict.
And now I'm just in your supply. This is great. Do you curate the home screen, or does it just kind of fall wherever? You've got a football section. You've got 75 notifications from Arsenal.
Yeah, I'm not great at checking my notifications. For apps like that, but yeah.
That's fair. He was just whispered in my ear, maybe you've got the call up. Maybe it's time.
Oh, yeah. I'll get me boots out, dust them off.
Right. I'm going to look into your screen time. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Do you feel ashamed of your screen time in advance? Or
yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's far too much.
God, this doesn't feel like the standard podcast where you invite someone on and talk about wellness. This is, I invite someone on and make them anxious.
Yeah. I mean, look at that.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody last week's average screen time?
13 hours, 22 minutes.
Yeah, which is down 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing well.
But I've been sleeping to podcasts.
With the screen on?
Yeah, let's say that.
Leave it unlocked. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That social number at the bottom, you spent 70 hours and 50 minutes on socials.
Mm. I don't know.
70 hours on socials in a week.
Do you know the saddest part of that? I can 65 of them 70 hours are just me refreshing my notifications for dopamine.
Yeah. Hey, look, there's a lot of notifications.
Yes.
A couple of 100,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay on top of that? Is it good? Or has it just become meaningless sludge?
It's just a dopamine deficiency and a dopamine machine going hand in hand to just make for 70 hours a week of brain rot.
I think I'm going to give this back. That's the first time I've felt that. I think I'm keeping this, actually. Right, the first thing that's in your photos app here is a man, a very beautiful man, who I think we've got a soundboard for this man. This is exciting. I've never used the soundboard before. And next to the thing I'm going to hit the button of is a 25-second speech from Keir Starmer. And I really really don't want to hit that
yeah, please
button.
Don't.
Okay, here we go.
Bosh.
It's Big John.
Big John, yeah.
My producer also accidentally gave me him in slow motion.
That's a hell of a bosh, that.
Why is Big John in your photos app wearing a beret?
Just love him. Just love Big John.
For the uninitiated, can you let people know who Big John is?
Big John is a social media superstar. He's also the father of a heavyweight boxer called Johnny Fisher. His name itself, himself is John Fisher. And he's just a really happy guy, really positive guy. He loves his food. He loves Chinese. He loves shouting bosh. And yeah, great guy. Love him.
It's a perfect description. He's amazing. And he's like the... Like, Tom Skinner's the evil Bosch guy.
Well, it's looking that way at the moment.
Yeah, because Tom Skinner, for those of you who don't know, also says Bosch. And I think he's culturally appropriating Big John's culture. I think he's stolen it from Big John.
Well, no, Bosch, they're just the guys that have made Bosch their catch. People have been saying Bosch for years. It's like, you know, it's just these guys have really taken it to a new level. But yeah, out of the two Boschmen... you have one good and evil, it seems, at the moment.
Tom Skinner, in December 2025, described himself as not a political guy, has, of today's recording, officially joined Reform UK.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe he was never a political guy. I just think he loves his face on the telly, and he loves money, and he's been groomed by the right. So he's the other Bosch guy, but I don't have many things of him on my phone. I've got Big John.
Yeah.
He's my favourite Bosch guy.
How did you first come across Big John?
Just it was actually through his son.
Really?
And it was I actually found his son through the other Bosch guy.
Tom Skinner, really?
Because he used to be friends with his son. I don't know if they still talk or what, but because I followed the other Bosch guy when he was on The Apprentice because I found him entertaining.
Yeah.
It was before the kind of like the heel turn of joining Reform and all that. I thought it was quite entertaining that this kind of market trader type guy was on The Apprentice, and then followed him on social media because he was quite funny, and then that's where I saw he was with Johnny Fisher, John Fisher Jr. So the two Boschmen know each other.
That's mad.
Yeah, Big John's just a good guy. I think Big John genuinely is not a political guy, and is just using his Bosches for Bosch sake, I suppose, just for the sake of letting out a little Bosch every now and then.
Yeah, Bosch for Bosch sake.
Bosh.
It's just nice, isn't it?
Bosh.
Bosh.
I've never actually tried a proper, like, adding my own little flavour to Bosch before.
Yeah, how
maybe
did you
maybe I'll become
it?
The third Bosch guy.
Okay, but where does that leave you politically?
I'll be the actual left-wing Bosch guy.
Oh, okay.
Or I'll be like, no, I don't really know where I stand. And then next minute I'll be like with Zach Polanski, like, hey, joking, I'm a big lefty all along.
Nice, do it the other way.
Yeah, that'd be reverse. Good. Yeah.
So can we hear your flavour of... Well, let's hear John's first.
Bosh.
I don't know if I can beat that. That's just the best.
It's not about beating it, though, is it? Mm. Tom Skinner, it's not a competition. It's a different race, you know?
I don't think I'm gonna enter the Bosch space.
Oh, wow, you've really gone full circle.
I don't
very
know,
quickly.
It's not me. I think I'll leave it to the professionals.
I mean, not 3 minutes ago, you were like, oh, God, that's really fun. I like putting my flavour on it. And now you're like, I'm retired.
And then, then you actually asked me to do it. And I thought, no, this isn't me. I'm not a true Bosch man.
You're not a true Bosch man.
I'm just a follower of this Bosch man, who I love.
Thanks so much for letting me look for your screen time, Tom.
I feel ashamed.
This is a shame-free space, man. How do we exercise this shame from you?
God knows.
I think I know.
Bosh.
Better?
All forgiven.
I think one big bosh from you.
As long as Big John doesn't hate me for my screen time. If I could get like a cameo from him, just saying, hi, Tom, I've heard you got really high screen time.
Mm.
Doesn't matter. We're all on our phones these days. Look at me. I've paved a career through social media. Bosh. Then maybe I'll feel, you know, better about myself.
Ask Big John. Ask him down the lens. Say...
Hi, Big John. I think you are familiar with who I am because you liked one of my videos and followed me. I don't know if you still follow me. I hope you still do. I'd really appreciate if you could give me a kind of supportive bosh to let me know that my high screen time doesn't make me a bad person. It just means I'm a product of society and what it's become. And yeah, and maybe help me work on getting it down a bit.
Bosh.
Bosh to you as well, mate.
That's beautiful. If you don't reply to that, maybe he is the worst Bosch man.
Yeah, then I'm Team Skinner. I'm joining reform. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So John, if you don't reply.
Yeah, I'm running for mayor. Me and Ant Middleton, joint enterprise.
Quite an important voice on the left.
Yeah.
And another unimportant voice on the left will join reform. John.
Oh, my political stance is entirely dependent on whether I get a personalised message from John Fisher, senior.
And mine is based on that as well.
Yeah, so I'll be making a shift to the right real quick.
Yep, hard pivot.
Yeah, big old pivot. Yeah. I'm going down the whole like reformer to woke angle. I'm going advanced.
We're going to go for a quick break, but coming up afterwards, I'm going to slather myself in olive oil. I'm going to slide into your DMs, Tom.
Ooh. Ooh, that could have. I was wondering where you was going when you said that to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The doors are locked. Watch out.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio with me, Will Seabag Montefiore, the only show that you should actually listen to at an unsafe volume. Tom, what do you think is the best podcast to listen to at a low volume?
Probably comedy podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Because obviously they can get quite raw. Louis Theroux podcast. I don't think you're gonna sort of alert anyone to some bad words or anything. Yeah.
Do you think we're in danger of getting too raucous? I think we're all right.
Here?
Yeah.
I mean, depends. After what you said to me before the break, I thought it was getting that way.
Yeah.
But... turns out, no, it was just
I'm sliding into your DMs.
DMs. Yeah, you can slide into my DMs, to be fair. It's just you was getting all up to slide in my DMs. I thought this is...
Yeah, because it was just a written down joke. I didn't really need to actually use the olive oil and take my clothes off.
Oh, right. Well, I'm gutted.
Yeah, sorry, man. Also, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't fucking tell the Spotify listener that I'm not actually naked. All right? Just be cool about it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to look at your DMs. I'm going to look at your Instagram DMs, Tom. Do you get a lot of them?
I get loads.
Yeah?
Yeah, loads.
What's the general vibe of them?
Well, at the moment, it's, hi, man, love your content. Can you do this? Followed by a mostly terrible idea of video.
Well, have you got any off the top?
Well, someone's just like been very niche. Like, what was one the other day? Can you do a video about people that CC you into emails?
No chance of that bit getting a raucous response.
Yeah, why? Why? Strange.
Comedy is actually a job. Right, here's a lovely little DM for you.
Oh, I love this guy.
This is a nice one. Do you want to... I think it's best for you to read this out because it's your DM that you received. I'm covered in olive oil. I can't sit still.
So the first message, it's not actually the first message, just the first message we've found is, I'd cry as well if I was a shit ginger wannabe comedian. Do a how people who think they are funny think we see them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How people who think they are funny think we see them, I think is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's sent you another. You haven't replied.
Yeah, sad git.
13 hours a day screen time. He hasn't had the time to reply.
I was questioning how people go on shows like Love Island, where you're potentially away for like 2 months. When you have a young child, because I was watching the latest series and there's a man on there with a 2-year-old girl. And I just thought, oh, that's an awfully long time to leave your kid. Like, wouldn't you miss him? And then he said, if it was Ginger, I'd probably leave it, to be fair, as in the kid. So, yeah, that's D&G.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. He's one of my favourite haters, as I'd call him.
Does he follow you?
Yeah.
So he follows you.
And just sends me loads of abuse all the time. But it's always, sometimes I have a little spar with him. Back and forth, but a lot of the time I just ignore him.
Just leave it. Yeah, yeah. I actually put his username, which I won't say the full thing of, into Google, and the only thing that I could find was Warrington Swingers website. Sorry, it's Waddington Swingers. Find swingers near you today. And D&G, the handle, the exact same handle, is D is 31 and is looking to expand on one previous lesbian experience. She is shy.
Well, yeah. So I didn't realise it was a female. From the picture, I thought it was a male, but it turns out she's a swinger.
Well, I think G is a male.
Oh.
And G is commenting on behalf of D, because it's if you go into the website, which I did, it's two people running that account.
So you run a swingers thing, and you're giving me a load of abuse. I thought swingers were meant to be all about, you know.
Yeah, openness. Yeah.
I thought they were meant to be open, cool people, you know.
So I think you could reply to this lad with that screenshot.
Yeah, I'm going to get you, D&G. I'm not even going to get you. I'm going to come to your swingers club. And, well, I can't.
Yeah. And just say, oh, it's me, and then leave awkwardly.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I was going to come to your swingers club and have sex with you.
Hey, I'll bring the olive oil.
Yeah. But I won't do that.
That's an egregious abuse of Big John's voice, I think.
So yeah, that's D&G, my mate.
I mean, does this affect you, this sort of response? Is it just funny?
When I first started doing all this sort of stuff, like, I'd be a bit like, oh, why is it? And then, like, doesn't affect me at all. Because these people, because I think what you find as well is, like, when people come up to you in the street and be like, oh, you're that comedian guy, oh, I love your stuff. I've never once had anyone come up to me like, I think you're a sad git. So they'd never say it. I don't know why people feel comfortable sending abuse to people. It's quite sad, really. I think, if anything, I feel sorry for them.
I'd cry as well if I was a shit ginger wannabe comedian.
Shit and ginger, fair play. But I am actually a comedian, so.
I suppose comedy is subjective. I would argue the shit. Because I just don't think that's true. But then, subjective, innit?
Ginger, he's got me banged to rights there.
Yeah.
I can't, fair play, 1-0. But yeah, wannabe comedian. I don't think I'm doing too badly, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't yet invited D&G onto this show.
I'd like to see the contents of his phone, actually.
I don't know if I would. I think it'd be sadder. I think I'd be the one.
I think it'd just
anxious.
Be a load of trolling.
Yeah.
And then his screen time would just be like all socials, just all trolling. And then you could maybe just try and give him a therapy session and maybe a hug and just see
if
that works.
That'd be nice. Imagine his screen time was better than yours.
Yeah, it was just really low. He just logs on like once a day to send me a message.
He's really together, dude.
Just 5 minutes a day, just log on, call him shit and ginger.
Right, back to work.
Yeah, oh, that's my day done.
Oh, dear. So you're talking about Love Island. Would you go on Love Island? I guess no.
Could I go on Love Island?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm 31.
I covered myself in olive oil for you.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, no, you just go on there and then it's like, what's your type? And they're like, oh, yeah, tall, dark and handsome. I'm like, would you settle for short, light and meh?
It's got real personality. That's what they'd say about you.
Yeah, laughter. Yeah, funny.
Yeah.
No, I'm a bit old for Love Island. And like I said, I have a daughter, so I'd miss her.
It's mad to go on Love Island when you're a kid.
And it wouldn't be fair on the other lads, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can't couple up with you all. No.
I just don't want to see people fighting, actually. So this is the next DM we have here. This is one of your reels.
Yeah, someone was replied to him.
Yeah, the title of the reel, How People Who Make Guinness Their Personality Think We See Them. And someone has replied to this. Replied to the reel or replied in a comment. I don't know. My husband now won't stop calling them creamy ones. Explain yourself, Tom Nestor.
So, yeah, I made a video about, I mean, because Guinness has had some great PR over the last few years, hasn't it?
With
people discovering that if you drink about 3 and a bit gulps of it, the white bit will be halfway through the G. And, so Guinness,
describing splitting the G that does really reveal how fucking pathetic it is.
And people have really... I've been drinking Guinness for years, and it was only the last couple of years that people are like, oh, and then you see people that never normally get one, and then they'd be like, all about Guinness all of a sudden. It's like, all right, yeah, it's a good drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just quite nice.
You haven't got to make it your whole personality.
And Guinness has it way more than something like Madry has it.
Mm.
Madry, you just drink it there in the pub.
Yeah.
Stella, fine. But Guinness has a real, like...
Yeah, I mean the marketing has been fantastic. I'm assuming it was all a PR thing to get people to drink more Guinness, but
must have been.
Yeah, and like calling them creamy ones and stuff.
Yeah,
have you heard people call them creamy ones?
I don't associate myself with these people.
I might have called it a creamy one once.
You can't judge people for the journeys they're on when you don't know their context. Yeah. You know,
this is what makes me laugh about people like D&G. They take these videos so personally. It's like, hey, I'd do some of this shit too.
Yeah.
It's just a laugh.
Yeah, it's just a laugh. So you've been known to call him a creamy one.
Maybe ironically, but yeah.
If you had to come up with a new horrible phrase to describe a Guinness, because I have been known to call all drinks like cold wetties.
Ooh,
or like hot wetties.
Yeah, but do your friends hate you for
that? Yeah, I think it's really funny. That's,
yeah, fancy a couple of cold wetties.
Yeah. Go down to the pub for a couple of cold wetties. It's fun.
Yeah, I can see how it's fun because I like doing stuff like that to wind people up as well.
Yeah.
But then it goes from being ironic to becoming part of your vernacular, and then you're in trouble.
And then you're just at the end of a like party, and you're like, oh, it's like 3 a.m. Does anyone want a hot wetty? And they're like, what?
I've had to stop myself doing the gritty.
The gritty?
Yeah.
What's a gritty?
It's like a little dance. It's like...
Ah.
Yeah, because I started doing it ironically.
That's nice.
Because of a thing I did, and then I just started hitting it seriously. And then people that didn't know the context were like, what is this guy doing?
Same thing could happen with creamy ones.
Yeah, creamy ones.
There's a bit of a debate on the podcast. So we've had Josh Berry.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Sean Burke and Jake Bardwell, John.
Oh, yeah, I know all them.
We talked a lot about Guinness. Sean and Jake particularly. Jake, firm believer that Guinness is great in the right place and different pubs will, you know, do it differently. Sean, Irishman, is like, sure, it's just fucking Guinness.
Yeah, you got to trust his word really on it.
Surely, but then I also trust Jake. So can you weigh into it? Like,
so my experience of Guinness.
Here we go.
I mean, yeah, different places do better Guinnesses than others because it's all in how it's poured. Like, if you get one and it's all like, there's all bubbles coming up the side of the glass, I mean, like, it's not very clean glass and there's all bubbles on the top. But if you get, you know, and I don't like, you know, the whole thing where they tip it out. I don't really know what that's about.
Yeah.
What I will say is I had Guinness in Ireland and it's way nicer.
There you go.
Way nicer. And that's a fact. But I mean, if Sean disagrees, then maybe he knows more than me because he is Irish.
I don't know if he actually knows that much. Mm. Like, he comes across as a funny guy, but is he a smart guy?
Well, there is that, yeah. I don't know him well enough to comment, but it's like, you know.
Neither do I. To be fair, I shouldn't call him stupid.
You go on holiday and like, you're like, oh, these sausages aren't the same. Do you reckon that's what like Irish people are like when they come over to England? Like, oh, this Guinness is a bit knockoff.
Yeah. I think they actually walk into pubs
and all the Brits are just doing stupid stuff while drinking it, like inspecting it and like drinking a certain amount of it on their first go.
Irish people are just like, oh, they have this here as well. Like you do in a French supermarket.
Yeah, so creamy ones. I found that quite amusing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm glad I've through brain rot, just affected what our husband calls Guinness.
Yeah, couple's vernacular. He's now going out for a cold, wetty, creamy one.
And she sounds thrilled by it as well.
Yeah.
And I'm all for winding up, you know, your partner. So I'm glad that her husband is now winding her up a bit. I think that's great.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
This is another one... Another sort of wind-up, I suppose.
Now, this story was controversial for a couple reasons. I've put poached eggs on crumpets there.
Yeah.
And
you said, nice or prison time for me.
Yeah. And firstly, on the crumpets with the poached eggs on, unbelievable. If you never tried it, give it a go.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I did put some salt and pepper on them as well. I just wanted to illustrate what I've done. And then this guy, bet you start with the one on the left. You left it because obviously having certain political beliefs would affect what order you eat crumpets in.
Surely you'd want to preserve the left.
Yes.
Rather than decimate the right, preserve the left.
You want to eat the rich, eat the right.
Yeah. There's something there for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably just eat the crumpets and not think about it. But
yeah, I as a comedian, how would you analyze this joke here that he's? I'm assuming it's a he.
It has the makings of a joke.
Undeniably.
Because, you know, left wing is based on the direction left. And also there's two things there. One would be on the left, one would be on the right.
Yeah.
In terms of making sense, I guess there's an argument for it. But in terms of overall quality, I'd probably just not consider ever making a joke again. but yeah.
Ever.
And that's what makes me laugh about the right as well. I've obviously, because I'm a left-wing person, I do a left-wing podcast, you know, I sometimes do left-wing content. This has got nothing to do with, like, politics whatsoever.
But he just made some eggs.
He's just like, I need to tell this lefty he's a lefty, like it would offend me. You know, I know.
Yeah.
That's the point. Thank you. I'm glad I am.
Yeah, you have hearted the message, to be fair. Mm. My favorite thing about it is that I bet you start with the one on the left. That's like ambiguous enough to be a bit interesting. Mm. But he didn't have the confidence to leave it there.
He's like,
I got to make sure he knows. I'm going to leave four dots and then say you lefty. Just so he knows that that's why I've said that.
And if you ask any experienced comedian, the best part about a joke is when you have to drive at home the point you're making.
Yeah. You have to, after the pause where there's been no laugh, be like, that's funny. Because
just to make sure they get it.
Just so you know. Yeah. That's I think Stuart Lee wrote that in his book. Always make sure you're explaining something after you've said it. Well, actually, he did write that in his book.
There you go.
His whole vibe.
And he's a lefty.
He is, yeah. I bet he eats left-wing eggs. I was about to say, I bet he dresses to the left, but he has a bit in one of his more recent shows about how his penis actually hangs down to the right. And then he shows you, he's like, you can see it through my jeans. And then he talks about how it's almost as if that doesn't reflect your political leaning in the same way that eggs and the way you eat them probably doesn't.
Yeah.
What's the most left-wing egg?
Oh, no, you got me thinking now. Because
first I made you anxious, now I made you think.
Egg dish.
Yeah, or eggs, like way of cooking
eggs. Salad.
Egg salad. Yeah, egg salad.
Yeah, because there's no meat involved. It's quite a progressive.
It's green.
Yeah. I'd say egg salad.
Beautiful.
What's the most right-wing egg? Hard-boiled egg. And soldiers.
Yeah, I guess probably the lads who eat a full raw egg in the airport or a full hard boiled egg in the airport.
Yeah, that's very right wing coded actually.
Yeah.
Or just like, the guys that down it as like protein.
Yeah. Well, so I've seen recent videos of that Manosphere shit of men being.
They love
like,
eggs, don't they?
Fucking love eggs.
Yeah. I mean, I love eggs. Eggs are great.
But you haven't made it your whole personality. Yeah.
They also love eating off wooden chopping boards.
So, yeah, but isn't that something to do with like the porous, like the microbiome on the wood and stuff? You're getting all the good stuff in there.
Yeah. Sharp.
Bleak, man. So bleak.
Imagine living your life like that.
Enjoy
shit.
You know Coach Carnivore Cam?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it? Fucking hell. He's just
He's great, to be fair. I've got this new recipe. Is it going to be egg and beef mince?
Yeah, it is, but it's in a different way.
Yeah, I made it as a lasagna. It's just egg and beef mince that you've baked.
Different layers, yeah. Do you reckon he sits there? Because obviously you're sitting coming up with ideas. What will I use for this phone? You're getting DM'd about it. He's just like, what format can I put beef mince and eggs in?
I think anyone that subscribes to these type of ideas are quite easily entertained and pleased. So I think... To keep your carnivore audience engaged is possibly potentially easier than keeping a comedy audience engaged.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just eat loads of eggs and mince and crack on.
My favourite thing. Hey!
Hey, there's a joke for you, mate.
Yeah.
A proper joke. Well, not really. It's a pun.
My favourite Coach Carnivore Cam videos are when he is like, come with me and you'll see what I eat when I go to Nando's. And you're like, is it meat?
Yeah,
it's meat.
Just straight chicken, probably.
Yeah. Just wherever he goes, it's always just meat or eggs.
Yeah. He goes out for a meal for his dad's birthday.
Yeah.
He's just having, like, a glass of milk. And
yeah. Imagine your dad's just trying to have his birthday. He's like, Dad, will you film me drinking my milk, please? Right. It's time to sharply tap this show on the side of a frying pan. Why? Because we need a quick break.
Aww. Right.
Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a look at Tom's search history.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, a show that makes us all wonder what actually is a podcast. This is a podcast. This is exactly it. Tom, what's your favourite podcast and why is it the High Performance Podcast?
Because I like to take inspiration from people like Jake Humphrey who wake up early and journal.
Beautiful. Do you wake up early and journal?
I wouldn't be getting invited here if I didn't.
Yeah,
You have to manifest these things.
How did you manifest getting invited here?
I woke up at 5. I wrote down everything I was grateful for. I wrote down what I wanted to achieve that day. Then I did some, I rolled my feet on these ball things for some reason. And I'd got in a really cold water for a bit. That was good. And then, yeah, and then it just happened.
Wow. That's incredible.
The background work.
That's all you've got to do to get invited on this show.
It's just the standards that you set for yourself in life,
I didn't realize so many people were doing this to get on the show, but I respect you more now I know that's your routine.
Yeah.
Because your search history here is very heavily high performance coded. You searched Jake Humphrey.
Five times.
And then you searched 5'8" in centimeters. Were you trying to compare your height to Jake Humphrey? Because he is apparently 6'4". But as we've learned just now, he probably got to that height by waking up early.
That's the thing. I started doing this. I'd already reached my full adult height.
Right.
So if we have any younger listeners who are still in their sort of physical development, you have to manifest your height from around about the age of 12, 13.
Right.
That's the kind of peak years. So if you don't do that, you might end up 5'8" like me, or whatever it is in centimeters, I can't remember. Like I said, it's like with anything really. It all starts at 5 a.m.
It's always 5.
Yeah.
You got to start at 5 a.m. You start at 5 feet.
Yes.
You manifest.
Yeah.
But I would sort of challenge you because I don't believe that we are fully grown yet. I think if you manifest now, you can still grow. Because growing is a choice.
It depends. If I go to a few seminars and I surround myself with like better people, like, because obviously your height is your net worth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the saying, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you surround yourself with higher net worth people,
you're
more, like there's famous studies, you're more likely to be a millionaire to hang out millionaires.
Networking is a really efficient way of growing post like the age of like 25. So obviously manifesting for when you're a teenager, networking for when you're a bit older. And it's all about your circle.
So it's manifesting, networking. Is there a third one? Like the three ages of man? Is it like
affirmations?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Do you have affirmations that you do every day?
Every day.
Yeah. What are they?
You will be 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Your screen time doesn't matter.
Good.
You could be the third Bosch man if you want.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's about it, really.
Beautiful affirmations. Yeah. Are you ever on your phone in the ice bath when you're...
No, it's just me and my demons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, to sort of fight off some of those demons, it seems you've searched PlayStation 5, which I can only imagine is short for PlayStation 5 foot, 8 inches in centimeters.
Yeah.
So this is like, 8:25 in the morning, you search for PlayStations twice.
Yeah.
I assume this is just after the ice bath. Then 9 a.m. about the height, and then it's just Jake Humphrey.
Yeah, searched it quite a bit.
What are you trying to... interrupted you.
So my, 8:25, so this is obviously, I've been up for 3 hours, 25 minutes now.
Yeah.
And I think what that was is, now I'm not ashamed to say this, that was weakness.
Okay.
So obviously, I hadn't ice bathed for long enough that day and weakness come back to me. And then I suppose insecurity.
Wow.
And more so kind of like... The decimalization, is that a word?
It is a word. I don't know how it's relevant.
Yeah, so kind of like, I was insecure in the imperial system.
Okay.
And then I wanted to be insecure in the metric system because I want to be across both.
Right.
So I Googled 5'8" in centimeters.
Yeah.
And then I thought, okay, it's now, I've been up for 4 hours, 2 minutes. Snap out of it. So then that's when the first Jake Humphrey Google search come.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to kind of...
Because he's someone who can help you with this.
Yeah,
stuff.
For sure. So exactly. I listened to 2 hours 44 of high performance while repeatedly searching his name during the episode.
And why have you searched it 5 times in 1 minute? Because it feels like to me that's... That when you search something on Google, you'll just get the results. I don't think it's going to change.
Well, this is something that Jake Humphrey will talk to about himself, like repetition.
Right.
It's all about habits.
Okay.
So if I Google him 5 times, if I'm Googling him 1 time, it's going to be more beneficial to my growth and my height if I Google him 5 times.
Yeah.
So That's why we did that.
But you've only Googled your own height once.
Yeah.
So 5 Jake Humphreys to 1 5'8" in centimeters. How much is that going to grow you by, do you think?
Well, now I'm obviously research as well. So now I know what 5'8" is in centimeters. I think it's about 173 centimeters.
Yeah.
So I've gained knowledge. I've fought demons and I've looked at Jake Humphrey's face 5 times.
Yeah.
I think that's taken me up to about 5'11".
Amazing.
Yeah.
So. Wow. That's how easy it is to grow. I didn't even know.
Yeah. So, I mean, they talk a lot about growth and I think people confuse it with like mental growth and like emotional growth, but there's a lot of actual physical growth involved in high performance.
So is this what like Keir Starmer and Rachel Reeves are aiming for?
No, they're doing the opposite.
They're getting shorter.
Yeah. They want people to shrink.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are they achieving that? Do they have to do the opposite of the high performance podcast?
Yeah, well, that's why they were trying to tax farmers and stuff, because obviously they didn't want eggs and meat coming out.
I see.
Yeah, because obviously they were trying to undo Coach Carnival Cam's work, really.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's all a big, big conspiracy.
God, that's terrible. Someone should be talking about this.
Yeah, I think Thomas Skinner's going to.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God we've got someone on our side to sort of talk about that. Because I'd thought the farmers thing was about inheritance tax and like sort of a...
No, it's eggs.
It's eggs.
Yeah, it's eggs.
Just to stop Jeremy Clarkson selling eggs to muscly men.
And beef. Beef, mince and eggs.
Well, Carnival Cam's fucked. He's just got butter left.
Exactly. Well, where do you think that's made?
Where do I think butter's made? A dairy. I'd go for. Is that right?
Yeah.
God, you're smart. So this is like, God. So is this like the high performance podcast now? I've never listened. Is this like what we're doing?
I think your listeners could grow maybe half inch or two.
Really held it together for so long there. Half. Okay, right. Our producer's done some maths, which isn't very manly, but we will let that go. So, Tom, you are roughly 4.4 PlayStations tall. And Jake is roughly 5 PlayStations tall.
Right.
Does that help?
So he's got 0.6 of a PlayStation on me.
Yeah. He's got like a PS1 on you, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. That's something to think about, isn't it?
In a way, it's something to think about.
I think he's just got more processing power because he's been journaling longer than me and manifesting. So.
What's in these journals? Do you write any of the journals on your phone?
I do, yeah.
Oh, maybe we should jump into your notes app and have a look at some of this journaling. That would be good stuff. Okay, then jump into the notes app. This has been, I think, the most wellness and like masculine episode we've done. The 5 ultimate betrayals of the anatomy. Do you want to walk us through the 5 ultimate betrayals of the anatomy?
So this was a really powerful thought I had one morning when I just got out of the ice bath.
Yeah.
And I sharted. And I just thought, I've done all this kind of wellness work. And my body betrayed me by making me do a shart. And then I showered to clean the shart.
Yeah.
And then I needed a poo after the shower.
Right. And what do you think Jake Humphrey's advice would be in that situation?
Well, I'd maybe journal more.
Do you think journaling helps with...
I just saw it as a betrayal because I'd been following Coach Carnival Cam.
Right.
And then I instantly start sharting everywhere.
Yeah, that's something that... I think that's probably cleansing the bad stuff out of your body.
Yeah.
So if you sharted, you needed...
Yeah, you have to rip the Band-Aid off, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what I always say when I shit and fart at the same time. There is something quite egregious about needing a poo post shower, but is that just all the toxins from seed oils being released?
Maybe. It's like a catapult. You have to go forward to go backwards to go forward, you know?
Do it backwards. Yeah, because they pull it back and it fires.
Yeah, but then that's when you really start to grow, once you've sharted a few times.
How many sharts do you think you need to get out of the way before you start growing?
7.
Okay, that's good to know. The next one on the list is periods.
Yeah.
Which, for the characters we've adopted for this section of the podcast, I don't believe in.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Great. Hiccups?
Hiccups, yeah. Big betrayal. Big betrayal. You know, if I wake up and immediately drink a glass of cold water and then dip my face in it, my body should reward me by taking on that water, not making me burp gas.
Yeah. Do you think that is a sign of weakness?
I believe so.
But have you got to a position where you can manifest yourself out of the hiccups?
Maybe.
Jake Humphrey doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's drinking a pint upside down and going, promise this works. Oh, this works. I promise.
Well, it's a good job he never gets hiccups because he's probably never been scared for the last 20 years. He likes to embrace challenges instead of feeling anxious about them. So,
yeah.
So it's a good job he's manifested hiccups from not existing.
So, do you think hiccups are quite scary?
No, but it's a way of getting rid of hiccups, isn't it?
Oh, being scared.
Yeah, so Jake Humphrey's got hit with a bout of hiccups and you try and scare him, but he just sees growth from every situation. So
he's too self-actualized.
Yes.
So. It's impossible to scare a man who's in an ice bath at 5 in the morning.
Exactly.
Mm.
He can't scare someone who sees everything as a challenge.
No, try scaring Bear Grylls. That thing when you yawn and your neck goes stiff.
Have you had that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Well, I would say that's tough, but actually that's just a challenge for me.
That's straight up just not enough electrolytes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Supplements. You're selling a lot of supplements at the minute.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you need some not seed oils.
That's a good test, because if people said, oh, yes, please, then get out.
Yeah, get out. That is the first test. I have a fake box that... When people come to work for my supplement company,
yeah,
I say, sell me this. And then they grab it and they start doing the spiel. And if I say, hold on, what does that sound there? They say seed oil. I say, get out. You don't work here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What's the name of Tom Nestor's supplement company?
We don't have so much of a name.
Wow.
It's just an ethos.
It's an ethos.
Yeah.
Is that ethos written down?
It's a brand name. It's called Health First.
Right. So it does that. It's just called Health First.
Yeah, but we don't use the name. We don't use the term name.
Interestingly,
if someone says, "What's your company called?" I say, "Hold on. Don't you mean what's my company's message?"
Yeah. Wow.
That's another thing that'll get you thrown out of the interview.
Oh, it's like being in a room with Rory Sutherland. That's amazing. I'm never going to ask someone again what their company's called.
No. Ask, what's your company's message?
Yeah. And then you'll be a millionaire. You're a millionaire?
Close to a billionaire, I'd say.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you haven't manifested the billions yet?
No. I'm waiting until I reach 5'10".
And then you manifest the billions?
Yeah.
Fair play. Shooting pain up the arse is the fifth betrayal?
Yes. Not nice, that.
Not nice. What do you think that's trying to teach you? What do you think your body is trying to teach you with a shooting pain up the ass?
I think it's trying to get you out of your chair and into the ice bath.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is.
That makes sense. So you never get shooting pain up the ass in the ice bath?
No, you can't, because you're already there.
And doctors and scientists won't want you talking about this?
No. I've actually had threats before. Yeah, cease and desist.
That's horrible, man.
I've been trying to solve shooting pain up the ass for people for years.
And it's just ice bath and manifestation and getting a bit taller.
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't read any studies, obviously, but I think there's probably a study that says short people get arse pain way more.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Don't ask me that. Tell me a statement.
You're in an aircraft.
I am.
You're in imminent danger.
Right.
You have a lever that you can pull. What does that lever do?
Whoa. That lever pulls £1 million out of the cockpit.
Right. But what is that £1 million going to do in a plane crash?
By the parachute off the other guy.
Okay. But you need to get out of the aircraft.
Go out the way the money came in. Cockpit.
Ejection.
Huh?
Ejection?
Ejection?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you get a shooting pain up your ass,
mm-hmm.
that's the life's way of ejecting you out of your comfort zone
wow
and into the ice bath
That's incredible. And so all roads basically lead to the ice bath.
Yeah, the ice bath, it will solve most problems.
Wow. If only anyone had known about this. If only every podcaster would talk about this at all times.
And you won't hear this on other podcasts.
You won't hear this anywhere.
We're the only people talking about this.
Yeah. I think it's because of Big Warm Shower.
Yeah.
They're trying to silence us.
Yeah. And Big Bath.
Yeah. Because they're quite small ice baths.
They are. Only big enough for one person and their thoughts.
Yeah. Well, and that's because you can't...
Not big enough for their demons.
No.
They get left behind.
Are you going to get to a point where you're too big for the ice bath?
We're developing some ice baths that are 7 foot long.
Wow.
They're like a coffin. It's actually an ice coffin.
That's incredible.
You get locked in it with just a tube in your mouth for breathing.
Wow.
So it's like an ice bath cum sensory chamber.
Full of cum?
Yeah.
Right. Cold cum.
Ice cold cum, which is good for your skin.
Yeah. My producers just said in my ear that they've been trying to research this online and they can't find any evidence, which just goes to show how much it's all been silenced.
Yeah, The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched The Matrix?
I have, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
The agents.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, just conform, you know? Respect authority and you'd be fine.
Respect the authority of the ice bath.
Yeah, and that's it. And, you know, and I suppose big squirt. Because that would be the opposite of big cum. They're blocking. Podcasts like these are being shut down.
They are being shut down all the time.
I've recorded episodes where Matrix agents have come in just as I've got to the ice cold cum bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen with this one.
And so they've served us papers. And, you know, I would love to talk about sitting on ice cold cum in the dark more.
Do you know what's terrible? We're coming to the end of this show. And it feels like the universe is trying to adhere to the Matrix's...
I think so, yeah.
...stuff. How have you felt about me going through your phone?
Yeah, felt great about it, to be honest with you. It gave me an opportunity to finally get my thoughts out there, what I journal, and some pictures, and Big John.
Bosh!
Got him in there. It's been a cleansing experience. And as you can tell by my screen time, that's probably the longest I've sat without looking at it for a while.
Yeah. Nice. But you've manifested, you're growing your screen time as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
With obviously podcasting and stuff, Manosphere stuff. Just growth, really.
Cool stuff. Before we go, this is probably the last podcast you'll ever appear on because you'll get killed by the woke mob.
Well, there is that, yeah, the yoke mob.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it's because the eggs are on the left.
The eggs are on the left.
They're the yoke mob.
Yeah.
Have you got a message for the people who are looking to grow? You know, what is the ethos of Tom before we go?
So waking up at 5 a.m. is very important, but only a select few people actually know this. But you could wake up at 4:30. And that's earlier than 5 a.m. by half an hour, which means you can spend 30 more minutes journaling, ice bathing, and eating mints.
Tragically, Tom, that's all we've got time for. We've grown as much as we can today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
For you at home, make sure you follow at Tom Nestor Comic on social media. Check out his podcast, All Right Idiots, which I imagine is all about... the carnivore diet. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings Fubar. And if you follow it, if we get 10,000 followers, I'll do the next episode from an ice bath. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on Fubar Radio.